I always loved E.E. Cummings, who didn't even have upper cases on his typewriter. Or if he did, he just refused to use them. He said, to be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you just like everybody else means to fight the greatest battle there is to fight and never stop fighting. Although I don't go with the fighting part, there is a sense of me that really knows what he's talking about. That to really know that you have a purpose, and that purpose isn't just manifested in some grandiose, heroic mission that is out there, but it's manifested in all of the daily ways that you interact and live and what you pursue. And I have learned not to be as crass and callous as I was at one time. I can remember that I used to get letters from people that were critical of what I was writing, particularly when Erroneous Zones first came out, and I didn't really handle that in the way that I would do it today. I used to be a big fan of H.L. Mencken's, and he once wrote about what he did with letters of criticism. And I had that Xeroxed, and I sent it to everybody who criticized me. And the letter went like this. I am sitting here in the smallest room in my house with your letter of criticism in front of me. Soon, it will be behind me. Now, I don't even know where that came from. I haven't said that in 10 years. But I don't do that any longer. The more I get into this area of higher consciousness and heightened awareness, the more flabbergasted I become. It's just starting to blow me away. I mean, I'm really starting to believe this stuff, you know. It's like something very, very unusual in what we have been handed as our way of believing begins to happen when you just really surrender and let go. The process of allowing it to come into fruition, into this world, is what has just got me. It's like when you let go and surrender and become unattached to how it comes out, which is very difficult for us to not be attached to the outcome. And you just know that you're not alone. Everything that you need is there. And in spades. I mean, it's there and it just keeps showing up. And I mean, I test it now. It's like, all right, God, if you're really there, try this one on, you know. But I'll be in the process of writing something that is very much aligned with purpose, with not being attached to how it works for me, whether people are going to like it or not like it, whether people are going to buy it or not buy it, whether the publisher is going to be happy with it, whether it's going to be on the bestseller list, whether I'm going to make money. All of those things just literally have left my life. And you don't help, by the way, when you stand up and give me an ovation when I walk into the room, because I'm working on taming this ego, all right? And there it is right back. I'm saying, oh, this is really me. They really like me, you know, and look what I've done. Aren't I terrific? And then I have to remind myself that I'm not separate from you and that we're all one and that this is not really me. This is just sort of rent a Wayne Dyer, you know. So I'll be writing in a certain area and I'll just stop and I'll reach over. And what I do when I write is I surround myself. I rent a place. I leave my office and I leave my home, but I stay close by. I'll get a large room and I'll just fill it with books on the floor. All the books that people have sent me that I've been reading, that I've heard about, that publishers send me for review, all of that. I mean, I get thousands of these things and anything that's in the area. And I just have come to the conclusion that there's no accidents, all right? So that every book that shows up has part of this consciousness in it, and I look at it and I'll think, this is just, this has nothing to do with me, and then I go, it probably doesn't. I'll open it up and there will be something that's exactly what I've been looking for, and it's right there. And so I just surround myself with all of these things, and then I'll just stop in the middle of writing and walk over and just pick up anything, and it'll just clarify. It will be right there for me. When I write a book, I think about it for about a year. Just toss it around in my mind, and I'll talk to the publishers, and I'll tell them what I'm thinking about, and they'll say, no, we want you to write a sex book, you know, or we want you to write a book about how to make money, and I'll say, no, that's just not what I'm going to do, and I'll just talk to another publisher, and then they say, well, you can probably write whatever you want to write. So, I mean, I write from my heart, like I speak from my heart. I just come out, and for the last hour before I got here, I've been in a meditation just asking the question over and over again, how may I serve these people who have honored me? You have honored me by just coming here to listen. And so I just ask over and over, how may I get out of my own ego? How may I serve